Well, that's good. I'm glad I'm coming in clear. Yeah, so I just got these radios from Amazon. You know, I was looking for a handheld for my first radio because I didn't know, like, quite if I wanted to get a mobile radio yet, you know? I wanted to try the handheld first because the mobile radio seemed a little bit more expensive, and I figured, let me try the handheld first, you know, and test out the handheld since they're cheap, and if I like it, I'm going to get a mobile radio. And right now, from how I like the handhelds, I would definitely get a mobile radio, and I'm thinking about doing it. That's actually what I'm going to save up for a little bit, so probably around the next month or two, I'll probably be able to afford it, and I'll probably get one with a good antenna and probably put it outside by my window or something and use that magnetic part of it to stick it to a cookie tray or something. It'll probably really improve my signal, but that's what I'm thinking about doing once I get my mobile radio. But right now I'm just enjoying the handhelds, I was ordering brake pads for my e-bike, and I needed to, and since I need to get them off Amazon, I ordered an antenna. It cost me like $15. It's 15.6 inches long. I got it for my radio. It's tuned for 2 meter frequencies, and it's a little bit longer, but I got that antenna for when I get it. I want to see if it will improve my signal for my HP. This is KF8FJH. Back to you.
K-E-8-L-A-X. You and I were talking about that, Ben, and you're doing really good. You stepped outside, and I know I had asked you the other day to step outside, and you were doing a little bit better, but not as great. The conditions today must just be absolutely working in your favor. But nonetheless, like he said in North Branch, you know, use what you got. And, you know, antennas are a big factor. Also, conditions are a big factor. But use what you got. Don't let anybody tell you that you're doing it wrong. And don't let anybody discourage you. I had some issues, you know, back when I first got my ticket, and I got a little bit discouraged and came off the air for quite a while and just only listened. You're on the air, you're getting there. Don't worry about your noise. Just take the advice and do what you can with it. This is KE8LAX. I'm gonna have to say 73s and step out of the circle here, but you guys all have a good rest of your day. This is Kate, LAX 73s.
Break.
Copy that, Dean. Thanks. NAWRO here, Ben. Just wanted to give you some information. Not sure if you're able to copy that down, but in case you're interested in our group, you can go to our new website. It's MacombARPSC.org. The county, Macomb, ARPSC.org, and look for the contact information. There's a phone number there you can call, or an email you can, get a hold of us. We do have requirements that you be 18 or older to be deployed. However, we do have members that are under 18 for training if it's okay with their parents. I just want to let you know that. Let's see, I'm going to turn it over to Chance. 88CJ. Go ahead, sir.
Station.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.